The Lebanese Shiite militia Hezbollah has pledged to deepen its involvement in the Syrian civil war despite the recent loss of a senior commander. Last night at Nabi Sheet, a mountain town near the Syrian border, the militia celebrated its earliest claim to victory, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from South Lebanon 16 years ago. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Nabi Sheet.
A column of uniformed drummer boys welcomed some of Hezbollah's most senior politicians and clerics as the afternoon sun lit a sea of yellow Hezbollah flags against an arid mountain range. The border with Syria was just 5 kilometres away. But they'd come to celebrate Israel's withdrawal from South Lebanon 16 years ago, an event that made Hezbollah an iconic figure in the Muslim and Arab world. Thousands of people watched videos depicting the battle back then and the new battles in Syria, which have divided opinion and made Hezbollah a much more controversial force in the region. Speaking via video link, their leader, Hassan Nasrallah, predicted the demise of terrorists in Syria, but warned more bloodshed is to come. At a mosque next door, a little cemetery offered a telling insight into the organisation's 21st century dilemma. It's still rare for Western journalists to get access to these scenes. Some graves commemorate men who died in the 1990s when Hezbollah was fighting Israel, but others are fresh, holding the remains of men who died fighting to prop up the Syrian government in Aleppo and at Qusayr, just along the mountain range. As others looked on in respect, Rahmeh Mousawi carefully arranged flowers around the grave of her brother, Abbas Hussein. He died in Aleppo just 4 months ago. Because he didn't want Islamic State to come to my house and my land, he went to fight in Syria to protect me and my family and to protect my country, she says. To its critics, Hezbollah's involvement in Syria shows it's abandoned its original reason for being, the fight against Israel, and it's just a tool of its long-time sponsor, the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, and their strategic patron, Iran. It entered Syria before the Islamic State group was a major force, and it's not protecting Arabs against Israel, they say. It's just a Shiite militia fighting Sunni insurgents. But Rahmeh Mousawi insists all of their enemies are terrorists. It will end with our victory, that's for sure, she says. Hezbollah was a guerrilla army that could claim victory simply by surviving against Israel. But now Lebanese analyst Sami Nader says that by fighting beside Bashar al-Assad's government in Syria, Hezbollah faces the strategic dilemma of regular armies. It must score a decisive win to claim victory, and that leaves it bogged in a Syrian quagmire.
Today he's involved in Syria for the fourth year in a row in a kind of attrition, classic attrition war.
This is Matt Brown in Nabi Sheet for AM.